This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We're continuing to follow the visit of Pope Francis along the Eastern Seaboard, where today he'll address a joint session of Congress, followed by a trip to New York for an evening prayer service. The Pope is making climate change one of his central issues, a conversation that's taken place at the nexus of science, regulation, markets, and now morality. Could this reframe the issue for many Americans? That is certainly what Pope Francis is seeking to do for many Catholics in the country. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from our sustainability desk, this issue is so often one of warring tribes.
Ever heard of the famous door hanger study? More than 1,000 families got different messages on their doors about saving energy and why. Some door hangers said, do it for the planet. Others, do it for your kids or to save money. Well, the only door hanger to actually spark change said, do it because your neighbors do. The power of the tribe. Go against it and you have a problem.
The problem of being ostracized from your tribe.
Bob Inglis of South Carolina is a former Republican congressman. Former because he betrayed his tribe on climate change and was not reelected. He says the climate issue is socially expensive for conservatives who frame it a certain way.
It's sort of in the milieu of death and guilt, and perhaps we should all walk and eat bugs. I mean, that's how conservatives perceive the conversation.
Into this conversation walks the Pope, who could reframe the issue by effectively introducing a new tribe, not a political one, but a moral one.
The Pope can give, particularly conservative Catholics, tribal protection to say that, of course we accept the science. Of course we believe that there are solutions to be found.
Already, though, key conservative lawmakers have distanced themselves from the Pope on climate. For them, his message may be too counter-tribal. Here's University of Chicago economist Steve Sakala.
Suppose you're one of the, I think it's 11 Catholic Republican senators, and the Pope delivers this message. It's delivered in the midst of a message that is very strongly anti-markets, anti-capitalist.
Others say wait till the Pope comes and speaks to the masses in Washington and beyond. Perhaps it poses a new door hanger question. Will you change your energy and environment behavior because your neighbors do, or because the head of your church does? In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.